Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, an opportunity for the Pella School Board to engage with local legislators at what has become really an annual event for the Pella School Board, a legislative roundtable. First of all, what was the importance of having that dialogue back and forth with one of our state senators and two of our local representatives here in the area? And what were some of the key topics that were discussed?
We just like to connect with our local legislators. We know it's an important thing both now and in during the session, of course, which starts in January. So each year, we just need to think about how we advocate for education. We know education is important in Iowa. We want to make sure it stays important, stays a priority. Money is tight. There's no question. So that was kind of the first message that was sent, was that it's going to be a very tight year just in terms of what additional money would be given to the schools. And so, of course, that puts strain on all budgets, but lots of programs across the state, of course, will be stretched because of that likely. But we just need to keep in the conversation, be a part of that, advocate for what we can advocate for, do the best we can. It's certainly a relationship building experience is really what it is about. We want board members to be able to feel like they can reach out during the session to our legislators and talk to them, you know, advocate for whatever bill might come across. We talked about our state supplemental aid, what that money might be or not be, and then also just everything from things like our statewide sales tax for school infrastructure. It's called the SAVE Fund. We're hoping to get that extended right now. It sunsets in 2029, and we'd like that extended longer. But we also then talked about things like school choice and state student savings accounts, which are really around the idea of vouchers and how that would look and what kind of accountability goes with that with public dollars. So we know there's not a lot of money for lots of changes this year likely, and I know that their focus really is going to be probably on some things that are almost non-educational. Really looking at things like tax reform in general, I think they're going to look at that. The question is right now is that we just have a revenue issue also in the state, and some people see it as a spending issue, but for schools, we just have to continue to advocate and just be a voice at the table, and this is one way we do that.
And the Pella School District is nearing completion on one of their biggest projects as you wrap up what has been 4 years of construction, and that will be the Pella High School project as that kind of winds down now, and you're getting a lot more of that final touch-up work completed here soon. What is the latest in regards to getting that building done before, say, we head to Christmas break, and what were some of the other improvements that the Pella School Board was able to vote on after the construction update?
The high school project is getting close. We're really thinking that now here in the next couple weeks, it'll be pretty much completed, which is good news. There's always punch list items that come that have to be dealt with kind of after the fact. But really, the last two spaces that we want to get in to are our art room spaces and a special education classroom and then a health classroom as well. So all that's just being completed, wrapped up. We're also working on signage on the outside of the building. We've added new signs kind of around the district that kind of wayfinding signs. And those are important, as well as some signs that point us to the events entrance and things like that of the school. So the board approved some signage improvements for around the high school, and that'll kind of match in with our other schools, what we've done at Jefferson Middle School, Madison, and Lincoln as well. So that's all going to be happening very, very soon. The project will be wrapped up, and we're actually glad to see that. Certainly, it's been several years of construction, and we're ready to kind of have that behind us, that's for sure.
And then as you look ahead to the next budget year, you were talking about how state aid will be low. You received some fairly good news in regards to enrollment, maybe a little less exciting than when you first started this year in terms of students overall, but growth in enrollment once again has kind of helped buck a trend over a five-year trend that was in the negative in regards to student enrollment, and another year of positive growth, if it wasn't very big, but at the very least better than, I'm guessing, neutral or declining enrollment.
It was. We have two enrollment numbers, and it's always kind of confusing, but one counts the actual kids that live inside our district borders. And so that's called the certified enrollment. And our certified enrollment was actually down a little bit. So we have a few less kids, about 15 less kids that actually live in our borders. But that was offset by the open enrollment in students. And so we have about 20 more students that open enrolled in this year. And so in the end, our net enrollment of kids that we actually serve is up about 10 students. So that's good news to continue to have more students at Pella Schools. We want to continue to see that move forward. And certainly, we're always cautious about how enrollment goes. We know our first day count seemed like it was going to be higher, but by the time you get to that October 1st date, there's always some people that move in, move out, change. We find that kids actually didn't come that we thought were going to be here. So all that kind of fluctuates, and in the end, we're up about 10 students.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.